I've been recording for 4 minutes.
Oh, well, that's 4 minutes you gotta delete now.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to make a podcast?
You know, I think that's what we normally do when we're in here.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah. I switched microphones again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back to old gold.
Old gold?
Yeah. The active dynamic mic with the noise rejection.
Is it rejecting noise?
Yeah. With the isolation filter or isolation thing that I bought for the desk and this microphone, I think I'm almost a professional audio person again.
You know, you're missing one thing.
What's that? Don't even say it.
The boards. You're welcome, Michael.
I swear. You guys and those boards.
I was just helping Michael. I don't care about the boards. I mean, they're cool, but.
Why do you guys want me to have boards so bad? They serve no purpose.
They serve some purpose, otherwise I wouldn't make them.
They don't serve a purpose for a podcast where you're only dealing with one or two voices.
Okay. So have more voices.
We tried that once.
Well, I have another idea.
Okay.
And don't hate me yet, because it's brilliant.
Okay, what's the idea?
There's only 5 people involved.
Okay.
One person will be the leader.
Okay.
And everybody else will make the story finish.
Who have you already talked into this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I feel like you've already started hatching an evil plan behind my back.
It's not an evil plan. It's just, it would be a podcast and you'd want to be part of it. So I figured you'd already say yes.
So kind of a modified story time where we just go until the story ends for that episode?
Yeah, wherever the dice take us.
Oh, one of those types of Oh. That.
Oh.
I just rolled a nat one on my intelligence.
Did you like my not so subtle description?
Yeah, that was actually a good description. Yeah, your charisma roll beat my intelligence roll. And it's a good thing I got to choose between intelligence and wisdom, because my wisdom modifier apparently is a -4.
Well, I'm glad I have a high percentage in persuasion and bluffing.
I mean, the big question is, which rule set would we use? Would we go with 3.5 or 5?
I would go with 5.
I would go with 5 too, because I hate Pathfinder, and 4 was a piece of
4 was WoW on tabletop.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
No, not in a good way at all. I got lucky. I rolled a character for 4, and then the group never made it to the table.
Most of my D&D has been 4.
Ouch.
And my group fell apart right when 5 came out, right when the book started getting published. So I've never played 5.
5 is good. Damn, now I want to figure out the logistics of how to make that happen.
Well, see, I figured we'd use something online to help things easy. And then we'd have, if we did videos, then there wouldn't be as much overtalk, because we could say like, hey, I want to say something without actually just blurting stuff out over people.
Right. I mean, honestly, if we used Discord video chat.
Discord has video chat?
Yeah, Discord has video chat.
When did that happen?
3 or 4 updates ago.
I don't read the update notes.
Neither do I. I found it just accidentally poking around the settings, and I was like, oh, I've got video chat.
Oh, voice and video.
Discord, yeah, I know.
Would like to ask.
Not in the middle of recording. Don't do it in the middle of recording.
Do it in the middle of recording?
But yeah, anyways. I figure what I could do is use my laptop to use the webcam from that and have that pointed down to whatever maps or anything that we need.
why don't we just throw the maps on a screen?
Well, that's what we would essentially be doing. The laptop screen would be the map.
Or Roll20?
I hate Roll20.
Okay, what's another option? I know there's another one.
Well, I was just going to trust you guys to roll your dice and not cheat.
Yeah, but Roll20 gives like voice and audio, video chat, and a tabletop.
Yes, it does, but then you have to buy all the premium tabletop features and all that good crap.
Oh.
I mean, it's a good system. It's a good idea. I just don't have that much disposable income. Maybe.
Ooh, Reddit has an actual list of alternative Roll20s. Holy sh**. There's a lot.
Okay, so when are we going to start planning this podcast idea out?
I don't know.
I've got a few people who I think would be interested.
Oh, I think I do too.
Hmm, I wonder if some of our people overlap.
I think they probably do.
One of them starts with A, ends with Andrew.
Yeah, and he lives really close to me.
Yeah, that guy. He's my pen pal. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I could see him doing that. Yeah, so, okay. I guess I'll start looking into it.
I don't know who would DM.
Well, I've already got a bunch of the companion books for D&D Beyond. So,
okay.
Yeah. Actually, what do I have in the compendium here?
I have the starter set. I have I don't remember. Hold on. It's right here.
Yeah, and give me one moment too.
Are you ready?
Yep.
So I have the three main ones, PHB, Dungeon Masters, and Monster Manual. I have The Rise of Tiamat, Horde of the Dragon Queen, Sword Coast Adventurer's Guide, and Volo's Guide to Monsters.
So do you want to pronounce the multi-headed dragon god again?
Nope.
Okay, just wanted to make sure before you get us killed.
I never said my pronunciations were great on foreign languages.
Fair enough.
That's why Michael was part of the Jaeherban. Not me.
I'm trying to see what content I have access to here really quick.
Oh, you're part of the D&D Beyond. That's what you said, isn't it? Do they have a real, character creator app yet?
Not an app, but the character creator online is very good. Very, very good.
Oh, we need a Twitch account for D&D Beyond.
Yes, and I have a Twitch account because I have an Amazon account.
Right. Does that give you everything?
No, it gives you what you have access to. So in my case, I've got... So you
still need a subscription for other stuff?
Well, once you buy them, you own them. So like Volo's Guide to Monsters, once you buy that compendium, you own it. But if you're in a party with someone who already owns it, they can actually share it with you.
Oh, because I actually have the hardcover books.
Ah, okay. Yeah, this makes it a lot easier for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to download the D&D Beyond app really quick.
Oh, jeez. Look what I started.
Wait, I actually already have it on my phone. I'm an idiot. Initializing catalog. Okay, so I've got basic rules, player's handbook, dungeon master's guide, Monster Manual, Curse of Strahd, Lost Mine of Pandelver, Storm King Thunder. Set. Yeah. Volo's Guide. Oh, holy shit. He actually shared that with me. Xanathar's Guide to Everything.
I don't have that one yet.
Dude, that is the craziness of all crazy. Like, that book right there buffs magic and enchants and everything just so much. And then, of course, anything that they do in, anything they do in Critical Role that Matt Mercer comes up with,
mm-hmm.
You can actually enable that content in D&D Beyond as well. And that content tends to be free, unless it's cool. A big story arc.
Nice.
Then they turn it into a book. But like all the races and classes that Matt's come up with, like the Blood Hunter and everything like that, it's free.
There's only two parts of Tyranny of Dragons, right?
Maybe.
I think so.
None of the campaigns I've worked with have done any of the tyranny stuff yet.
Well, that's the Horde of the Dragon Queen and Rise of the other one.
Rise of Tiamat?
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said Rise of Tiamat.
I said Tiamat.
Oh, okay. You did now. You didn't earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I
said exactly what I wanted to.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
Are you saying I didn't?
Maybe. I don't know. Dude, I had a day. You saw my rant over in Slack, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's how my day went. And then I came home and installed a KVM.
Why would you want to do that?
So I can use my mouse and my keyboard between my desktop and my laptop without having to have two mice and two keyboards. And the Synergy software from Seamless just didn't work with my setup at all.
So you're saying it wasn't seamless?
It was not seamless.
That's a bummer.
And I'm subtly acknowledging the dad joke.
Well, that's good. Yes,
reference acknowledged. Well played.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, it didn't work out. So the cool thing is they refunded me the $29 that I spent because they don't have a try before you buy.
So how'd you make it work?
The KVM or the software?
Yeah.
I mean, the software, I deleted it and sent them an email and said, hey, I need a refund because it just doesn't. The latency caused by the firewalls that I run is just too great for me to be able to use it. I mean, it was even causing latency upwards of 45 milliseconds on my desktop, and that's where my keyboard and mouse were plugged in.
That sounds super good.
Sounds super. At least this way with the KVM, I can switch back and forth. And the crazy thing, because it's a powered KVM, I've got my audio interface plugged into it right now, so except for the fact that I've already started recording on my desktop, if I wanted to, I could switch over to the laptop, and the audio interface would just follow it right on over.
And I had this awesome software for my Mac a long time ago, and it worked over Wi-Fi, and I could control any Mac that was running the software with one keyboard and mouse. And it acted as like a second monitor, but it was a separate computer. So if I wanted to go over the next computer, I just slid the mouse off the screen on one computer and then on the screen of the next. It was really cool.
That's what Seamless was trying to do with Synergy, and it just wouldn't work on my network. Not the way I wanted it to, anyways. I mean, I even tried creating just a direct pass-through, and I think the only way I could get it to where it would be effective at all is if I got an Ethernet switch and then literally hardlined everything in my apartment.
Man, that app doesn't exist anymore. Or at least it hasn't been updated in a long time. That was really cool.
On one of Mike's other shows, they talk about some software that actually does that. Now, I'm trying to think what show it is because, I don't know, I've been marking a lot of the podcasts from Relay as already listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was an episode I actually listened to, so Luna Display, maybe? But that's to turn iPads into second screens for your Mac.
Yeah. I had a program for that before too when I had an iPad. That was super useful.
Yeah, I've got no clue which software it is at this point.
Well, that doesn't help me at all.
Sorry. I mean, sorry, not sorry.
That doesn't sound like you're very sorry.
No, I'm not.
Well, good. We'll be right back.